Well, coming up on Tuesday, June 2nd, next week, a major event every single year in Chapel Hill. No more important than this year. It's the 32nd annual Carolina Blood Drive at the Smith Center. Again, Tuesday, June 2nd, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. One of the largest blood drives that the Red Cross does literally in the country. It is a huge event every single year. And of course, as we all get through COVID-19 together, the need has never been greater. Joined in the studio by three special guests. Katie Musgrove is the business officer for the UNC School of Law Clinical Programs and the vice chair of the UNC Employee Forum. Barry Porter is the regional executive for the American Red Cross of Eastern North Carolina. And Garrett Reed is the regional donor services executive for the Red Cross in Eastern North Carolina. Barry, Garrett, Katie, thank you so much for being with us today. How are
thank you?
Thank you. Good morning.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So first of all, tell us about the need. Obviously, every year we talk about how important it is for people to donate blood, how significant the need is. Obviously, this year is even more the case, right?
That's right. It's a unique year for the Red Cross, for the country as a whole, and for our blood nation's blood supply. We typically have a decline in donations during the summer months, so this drive has always been critical to making sure we have those units on the shelves for our hospitals. But one of the key things is obviously with COVID-19, we have seen decreased opportunities. We've seen a lot of our businesses, schools, churches that normally are a great host for us, not able to host with this unique environment. So this drive is going to be really special and is going to be really key to making sure we have everything we need for our patients.
And I mentioned up top, this is one of the biggest blood drives literally in the country. How big is it? What are the numbers?
That's a great question. So we are looking to be able to see, we'll be able to process around 1,000 donors that'll be coming through the door during the entirety of the day. But we would love to be able to walk away with about 700 or 800 units for our local hospitals. That would be fantastic.
What goes into the logistics of making this happen every year?
So we have a fantastic committee of planners that work at the University of North Carolina. So we serve as a committee and we work together to put on all of the various logistics at the Dean Smith Center. It's a really, really smooth machine that we have running here. So we've been doing this for 32 years. We have two blood drives here at the university, one in June and one in December every year. And as you said, it's one of the biggest in the country. So we've gathered over the 32 years of this 34,460 units of blood, which potentially has impacted 103,380 lives.
That's incredible. Speaking with Katie Musgrove, you just heard her, Barry Porter, Garrett Reed, talking about the 32nd annual Carolina Blood Drive at the Smith Center, Tuesday, June 2nd, all day long from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And obviously, since this is an event that's happening in the midst of COVID-19, obviously there had to have been some discussions behind the scenes of, do we do this? How do we do it? How do we make it safe? What went into those decisions?
Yeah, the number one thing whenever we decide to do something is at the American Red Cross and with our great partners is we want to make sure our staff, volunteers, and donors are safe. And so that's been a bit unique challenge for us during COVID-19 in general, where we've increased our safety and protocol, which includes masks for donors and staff, as well as focusing on enhanced PPE and sanitation. And so this drive was no different. However, because of the volume, there have been some unique focus that we've had to create, which includes using the great Dean Dome Center to be able to add added social distancing. So donors that have been visiting this drive in the past is going to see things a little bit more spread out and that focus on their safety and our staff safety. But there's also been a lot of work behind the scenes. We're using great work with like our volunteers as well as the committee to be able to make sure that we can step in and have those added safety protocols in place and support that with the team.
So if you want to donate, what do you need to know?
Great question. So if you want to donate and you want to come out and roll up your sleeves and help save a life, my first recommendation would be make an appointment. You can do this at www.redcrossblood.org. You can also do that through our blood donor app, which I'm a big fan of. You can do that on any app, Google or Play or Apple Store. The other recommendation is that you show up near your appointment time. We will be doing safety screening, checking your temperature, having you ask a few very simple questions. Then you'll go into the typical typical standard donation process, seeing a couple extra safety checks along the way, but really come out and expect to have a great time. A lot of smiling faces will be behind masks this year, but they will be smiling, I assure you. Excited to be able
the
to save
lives. The temperature check might actually be a draw this year, weirdly enough. Like, usually it's just the cookie.
That's right. That's right. Having some safety check and then some cookies and juice and some fun snacks afterwards never hurt anybody. And we also have a very unique, very special, limited, one-of-a-kind shirt that we're going to be giving away that the committee did an amazing job putting together. I'm really excited about that. I'm donating just so I can bring one home
awesome.
With me, by the way.
Very
cool.
T-shirts.
Free t-shirts.
Nice. I like it. Is there a particular need, a particular type of blood? I know everything is necessary at this point, but...
You know, every unit of blood matters when it's your blood type and you're the patient in the hospital. But always at this point, as Garrett was mentioning earlier, during the summertime, all supplies drop, particularly around the type O, group O, either positive or negative. Also, even A negatives can become a challenge as well as B. So part of the reason we put out a media messaging earlier was about the diversity need in our blood donation. So we're really encouraging a diverse donor pool because there are specific needs within race and ethnicity that are important. But you schedule an appointment, come out and donate. We'll make sure it gets used when a hospital patient needs it. But if you're type O, positive or negative, please make sure you make an appointment and help save a life.
RedCrossBlood.org, again, is the website. Go there, enter sponsor code UNC. You can also use the Blood Donor app. That's also available as well. And if the day comes around, Tuesday the 2nd, and folks want to donate but they haven't actually made an appointment yet, can they just walk in as well?
Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments are encouraged, but we always welcome walk-ins at our drives. We will have the extra safety precautions as well, so appointments are especially encouraged this time around to allow for increased social distancing.
Are you still looking for volunteers as well?
We're doing pretty good on volunteers, but we do have our volunteer connection online. So if anybody is interested in volunteering for this blood drive or other opportunities with the Red Cross, we would encourage them to go to our website and shoot us a message. We'd love to have them.
And again, redcrossblood.org, the website. You can also go to carolinablooddrive.unc.edu and get more information on this. And again, the Carolina Blood Drive 32nd annual event, Tuesday, June 2nd, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Smith Center on campus. Free parking is available at all, as always. Got to start wrapping up. But anything else that folks need to know about the blood drive and what they can expect if they come?
So we really encourage students, faculty, staff, the entire Chapel Hill community are invited to come donate blood and ensure blood is readily available for weeks to come. Everyone's welcome.
That's right. Anybody who thinks they bleed blue and wants to actually bleed red, we'll take it.
That's right, we will. We're excited to have everybody come in and visit us at the drive, and it's going to be a great day.
Again, redcrossblood.org. Go there, enter the sponsor code UNC to make an appointment. You can use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, and if you want more information, go to carolinablooddrive.unc.edu. Info's there, too. Tuesday, June 2nd, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's happening all day at the Smith Center. Extremely important every year, especially important this year. Katie, Barry, Garrett, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.